All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today we're going to be looking at something pretty fascinating.
Yeah,
kind of different, but
yeah, definitely a little different.
It's all about learning and how we can get better at things and how things have changed, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So we're going to be taking a look at this article by Jim Thompson, and it focuses on paper mills. Of all things.
Paper mills, yeah.
You know, not something that we usually cover, but...
it's really interesting.
It's interesting, right? Because it gets at something bigger, I think.
Yeah, bigger, yeah.
About, you know, learning new things and the resources that are available to us now and like...
And how much that's changed.
How different it is, right?
Yeah.
From like back in the day when...
Yeah, absolutely. It's a whole different world.
So let's dive into this paper mill thing.
Okay, let's do it.
So the article really focuses on like using YouTube for training in toper mills, right? And it uses this specific example of installing a paper machine doctor blade. And I was like, what is a doctor blade when I first read this?
Yeah.
But it's actually like this super important part.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
That basically scrapes off excess material, like as the paper's being made.
It keeps everything clean. Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, it talks about how YouTube can be used to break down these really complex processes.
Right.
Into steps. Right. And show you exactly how to do it.
It makes it so much easier than, you know, reading a manual
or
trying to figure it out on your own.
Like just watching a video of somebody doing it.
Yeah. And you can pause it, rewind it. You can watch it as many times as you need to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
And it's not just installing it.
Right.
It's like the article talks about troubleshooting.
Yes.
Maintaining these machines.
Mm-hmm.
Even doing like full rebuilds. Like these are.
Yeah. Majors.
Complicated pieces of equipment. And it's all there on YouTube.
Yeah. It's all there.
It's amazing. And what's really cool is that the article makes this point that it's not just paper mills.
No, absolutely not.
Right. This applies to.
Everything.
Anything.
Right.
Right. Like any skill.
Yeah. Any skill you can think of.
You can learn how to code.
Mm.
You can learn how to play the guitar.
Bake a cake.
Anything. Right. Like it's really incredible.
I mean, I've fixed my plumbing with YouTube videos. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, there you go. That's proof.
It's amazing what you can find on there.
Yeah. It really makes you think about how much learning has changed.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like the article opens with this anecdote from Jim Thompson.
Okay.
About his early career in the 70s.
Back in the day.
Yeah, like way back when.
Yeah.
And he talks about how he was given these like super complicated engineering drawings.
Oh, wow.
Right. And basically told to just figure it out.
Like sink or swim, huh?
Yeah, like no guidance, no nothing. And he's talking about spending weeks hunched over a drawing board using vellum and French curves. Like, do you even know what those are?
I've heard of them, but I've never actually used them.
Yeah, me neither, but it sounds intense, right?
Yeah, very old school.
Very old school. Just trying to decipher these blueprints. And I was like, man, can you imagine?
It's so different from how we learn today.
Totally different. I mean, if we're struggling with something, what do? We go to YouTube.
Exactly.
Right. And you can find like multiple explanations. From different experts. You can see the process visualized.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear different approaches. And even like troubleshooting tips. Like,
yeah, people who've run into the same problem.
Exactly. Like that wasn't possible back then.
No, not at all.
You were on your own, right?
Totally.
It's incredible how much things have changed.
Absolutely.
And, you know, he even talks about how the only calculator they had back then was like this clunky Texas Instruments model.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
You remember those, right? That could barely do basic math.
No memory function, nothing fancy.
No memory, no graphing, nothing.
Nope.
And today, you know, we've got these powerful online calculator simulation tools.
Yeah, you can do anything.
Anything. It's crazy how far we've come.
It's really mind-blowing.
And, you know, this brings up a really important point.
What's that?
Access, right?
Yeah.
Like all of this knowledge, all of these tools, it's available to anyone.
As long as you have an internet connection.
Exactly. A computer and internet.
It's a game changer.
It's a game changer, especially for people who maybe can't afford traditional education.
Exactly. Or they don't have the time.
Right. Or they're in a remote location.
Mm-hmm. It levels the playing field in a lot of ways.
Yeah. It's really powerful stuff.
It is.
You know, the article does make a suggestion that companies can kind of get in on this.
Okay. How so?
Right. And they talk about having like senior staff curating YouTube videos.
Interesting.
Right. For training purposes.
So basically using the experience of those who've been there, done that.
Exactly. And combining that with this vast library of online resources.
That's a pretty powerful combination.
Right. Like, it's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I like that idea.
So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of the gist of this article, right?
Yeah, and it really gets you thinking.
It does. Like, we live in such an incredible time for learning.
Like, anything you want to learn is out there.
It's amazing. And I think, you know, just to kind of leave our listeners with something to think about, what's one skill that you've always been curious about?
Oh, that's a good question.
Right. Like, maybe there's something you've always wanted to try.
A hidden talent.
A hidden talent. And you know what? Maybe YouTube is the place to start.
It probably is.
Right.
I mean, you never know what you might find on there.
That's the beauty of it. So go out there, explore,
Learn something new.
and you might just surprise yourself with what you can achieve.
Absolutely.
That's all the time we have for today, but
It's been fun.
thanks for joining us for another deep dive, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 13th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2025, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon. Thank you.